This is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. This week on In the Garden with UC Master Gardeners, the subject is Landscape, Low Maintenance, High Enjoyment Gardens. I am Ann Liu, UC Master Gardener and KUCI staff host, and I feel lucky and excited to have Kirk Brown with us today as my guest. He's calling in from his home in Pennsylvania as he takes a break from his travels speaking throughout the United States. He is a founding member of Great Garden Speakers and has been given excellent reviews for his Landscape Landscaping Certificate Program, as well as his spellbinding performances as American Botanist Hero, John Bartram, and father of American landscape architecture, Frederick Law Olmsted. UC Master Gardeners also gave him raving reviews at the recent University of California State Conference of Master Gardeners. I'm really excited to have him on the show. Welcome to In the Garden Show, Kirk.
Well, thank you, Anne. It is an absolute pleasure for me to be both home enjoying some leisure and also with you on a coast-to-coast connection. It's going to be very exciting.
Yes, this is my first coast-to-coast interview. I'm really excited. Today's show is about Landscape, Low Maintenance, High Enjoyment Gardens. Now, Kirk, you've coined the term landscape landscaping. What does it mean to you, and how did you get interested in the subject?
The subject and the interest both appeared at the same time. I was approached by our local community college. I had taught several adult education courses, and because the administrators of the programs knew that I went about the country talking about ornamental horticulture and giving lectures in the landscape design schools for the National Garden Clubs, that they asked me to think about developing a certification course in landscape design for adult enrichment at the school. And last year, about this same time, I put it together in 40 hours, and then over three semesters, we developed a course. And because I wanted to maximize the number of people that might be attracted to it, early on, we decided that this would be for entry-level professionals, avid home gardeners, amateur professionals, or those people who just wanted to upgrade the value of the landscaping that they had. And, you know, the question that everyone comes to when they're thinking about redoing or upgrading their landscape is, how much maintenance is this going to add to my life? So in conceiving the course, I decided that we needed to get that question on and off the table as quickly as possible. So the course became more a discussion of what suits your personality, how does your personality drive designs using all of the traditional elements and principles, and then once you've defined it, how can you grow it? And I think throughout the three semesters, and then with a couple of talks that I've put together since then, I think the audience has been refined to the state of knowing who views gardening as an active pastime, something to be life-affirming and enjoyable, and who looks at gardening as a chore, and therefore more like a ball and chain of maintenance that gets hung around your neck.
Having a garden personality doesn't mean that you are fixed into it. People can change.
Absolutely. And most people, as I've now come to think of them, just decide that different aspects of gardening are what they've taken to. So you have people who really, like my wife, who enjoy lawns. They like mowing them for exercise. They like seeing them. They like to alternate the patterns in them. So we have had perfect lawns in our marriage, and I've had nothing to do with them. for me, gardening is going out and winning the battle of ornamentals versus my definition of weeds to produce color and seasonality throughout our four seasons. I know that's something that you may not necessarily have in many parts of California with all of your various zones, but here in the great Northeast, we have the perfect four-season climate and enough water to keep everything humming along. So as I have aged, as my wife and I together now for 42 years have realized, her lawns get smaller and more pristine, and my gardens get bigger and much more natural slash native. And I think that's what we've come to discover is that it's not maintenance anymore. It's truly just having a great deal of enjoyment in the experience we choose to have out of doors.
I like this concept that the emphasis on gardens and enjoyment that we get from gardens is acceptance of who we are and knowing who we are. Shall we begin with how you have charted out analyzing what your garden personality is?
Because I traveled the country as two very historic gardeners, designers, I have come to read a lot of the history of botany and ornamental horticulture that's spread across the world. It's also, when my wife and I travel, one of our challenges to see every public and a great botanical garden of interest in any of the cities that we tour. So if you paste on to this layer of history, you go back to a time when Hippocrates had defined the four humors of personality. And with that, he thought that there were four basic types. In our current mode of thinking, you would liken it to a Myers-Briggs test. Or the native North Americans even defined it by the colors and division, the quarterly divisions of the North American native medicine wheel. So this concept of four basic and unique personality types have carried us pretty successfully through 2,000 years of Western civilization. I'm only saying that we as gardeners who enjoy the play of the land should realize that we are all not made equal. And if we are not equal, what individually and uniquely would we call upon our gardens to provide for us? And so in looking at history, I've looked at some of my favorite people or my favorite designers, and if they had had a Myers-Briggs test or a personality defining moment, where would they fall on the four square quadrant of personality? So using the archetypes or the icons of our history, I've thought about how gardeners view enjoyment in a garden versus that ugly word, maintenance. And in developing the character of the various types of gardeners that we are, I think everyone ultimately has to answer the question, if I'm designing a garden, if I'm working in a garden, if I want to live with this garden, how does it deliver the maximum enjoyment to me?